Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on sound healing music production and audio production. It's really about things to listen to in music and how you can use music to really expand your consciousness, get you high, bring you peace, and various things like this, and really how you can actually choose the music that you have as well to find music that works the best for different situations. So our intention is that you may find music that will bring you to the next level. Before we get started, we just started our semester here at the Sound Healing Institute. If you're interested, you could still jump in if you're here in San Francisco. We also just started the semester online, and you could easily jump into that class starting this Tuesday or the following Tuesday. If you're interested, give me a call at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And you can check out the classes at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have a music production class, audio music production, and sound healing music production here at the Institute and online also. And those just started, and you could jump into both of those as well. It's a little bit of what we're covering today, in fact. We also have a free webinar this Monday night, January 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. And you can find information on the events page when you go to our website at soundhealingcenter.com. It's actually soundhealingcenter.com/events.html. So those are the main events we have happening. We also have crystal bowls we sell here, and we can help you find the actual frequency that is best for you or the best pitch for your crystal bowl. We can do a voice analysis over the phone if you're interested in getting a crystal bowl. We also have a wide range of music. If you go to our site, we have about 30 CDs. We have not only a wide range of sound healing CDs, but we have guided meditations for pre-op, post-op, and during surgery, and a lot of guided meditations that will take you into just various states of bliss, including unconditional love. We also have a video that we just completed, and you can find it on our website on the music page, or you can actually go to YouTube and search for De-Stress, Unconditional Love, and it will come up. It's nature visuals that are really beautiful. We also have the Unconditional Divine Love video that has been up for quite a while as well. That's also on our site. So, again, that's soundhealingcenter.com. So, today we're talking about audio production and sound healing music. There's really quite a few things that make sound healing music healing or activating for that aspect, or spiritually enhancing, or raising your conscious music that can raise your consciousness. The first thing that's really interesting about sound healing music, quite often but not always, is when you have music that is actually recognizable as a style of music, a different part of your brain kicks in. The part of your brain that decides whether you like music or not kicks in. Because we often decide on whether we like music based on the style of music. Some people, they hear country music, they don't even listen for how good the country music is, because there's country music that sucks, and there's country music that's really good, actually. What some people do is when they hear a certain style, they just tune it out. They say they don't like that style of music. And when you do that, you get a different experience in your body. There's been research, clinical research now, that shows that if you don't like the music you're listening to, that your system doesn't get a good effect. If you do like it, it actually helps the blood flow better in your veins. It helps your heart work better, and your nervous system actually relaxes and works better. So if you simply like something, it's good for you to a certain extent. A lot of sound healing music, it's kind of hard to define it because there's no specific sound for sound healing music. So a lot of sound healing music, we don't really put it into a category in our brain. It's just interesting sounds. Sometimes it might be sounds you don't like, and the more people listen to sound healing music, the more they do come up with actual opinions on it, which affect the way it's actually perceived. But a lot of sound healing music doesn't really fall into a specific category very easily. Now, on the other hand, there is a lot of sound healing music that does fall into categories. I mean, it seems like kind of new age music, or it seems like kind of classical music, or it seems like a mellow type of pop music, you know. So often a lot of sound healing music does fall into more of the categories of a certain style that we might like or not like. So it's interesting. Some of my music actually falls into, you know, almost a mellow pop type sound, but some of my music is really indefinable, and it's really opens you up much more that way. Because, you know, when you're not thinking about an actual melody, or whether you like the melody or not, or the chord progression, if it's just sounds, then what happens is your whole system lets it in directly into your whole body. Now, as I've mentioned before, regardless of whether you like it or not, there is a direct connection straight to all of your organs, regardless of what your brain's doing, although your brain can cancel it out. The direct connection is the vagus nerve, which is connected directly to your eardrum. And the vagus nerve goes to every organ in the body except the spleen. So the sound waves essentially are being changed right at your eardrum into electrical waves that then go straight to every organ in your body. And that's a direct connection. So that's why sound affects us so much. There's another effect as well that bypasses the brain, and that is the cymatic effect. There's the study of cymatics that shows the different patterns in materials that sound actually creates, which are like little mandala-like patterns that are animated. You can go to cymoscope.com, and you can see a lot of visuals of these patterns. It's one of our instructors' sites. And what's cool about these visuals is he's actually got visuals of water droplets being vibrated with sound. And those water droplets, those patterns that are vibrating the water droplets, are happening in every water cell of your body every time you feel sound in your body. So especially if you're on a sound table, you're going to feel those. But even if sound's just in the room on speakers, or even the sound of my voice, if it's coming through speakers right now, are creating little patterns in the water molecules within every cell of your body. So there's a lot of ways that sound gets directly in without the gateway of our brain deciding whether we like it or not. Another thing that's really big in sound healing, that it seems like, you know, talking to people in the field, there's actually very few people in the music I've heard that are really following this, although some are adamant about it, as I am, and that is holding a specific intention consistently with pure focus of attention, 100% focus of intention while you're actually creating the music. Not only writing the music, but while every musician is playing the music, very specifically with intense discipline, holding the frequency of the intention while the song is playing. Not only while recording the song, while you're recording, while the musicians are playing the song, but also while mixing the song. And while you're even packaging the song, just holding the intention, because the more consistent an intention is held, the more that intention will be carried in the music. And it's just, I mean, this is well proven in science, in scientific studies, in clinical studies, and Dr. Emoto shows it. I mean, there's all types of evidence that shows that your intention gets carried through the music, and the consistency of the intention is the most important part. The more you hold it without distraction, the more that consistency of frequency is going to come through. So also in my music, not only am I really careful to hold the intention, but there's a lot of music where the whole song has a little more going on in it as well. There's a couple of CDs that I've done that I partnered with Nutra Energetic Systems, and they actually gave me quantum healing fields for each of the songs. Now, Nutra Energetics has a quantum diagnostic system that actually sends signals through your body and pings different organs. And they give you a 30-page medical readout as to every single thing going on in your system. There's about 10 different companies that do this, but Nutra Energetics has the best science backing their system based on morphogenetic fields. And they have a movie called The Living Matrix that describes the morphogenetic fields, all the different scientists that are studying it. And so what they have done is, using this system, they have come up with different quantum numbers for each of these healing modes that they've given me. And the way they gave me these numbers is they gave me 12 numbers, you know, between 0 and 9. And each of the numbers, they gave me 8 notes or so that I could use for each of the numbers. So for 0, there was no note. So I would often use like just nature sounds for that part of the song. For number 1, there would be like different notes at different octaves that I could use. For number 2, there would be other notes that I could use. So each healing field was like 1, 2, 3, 3, 8, 2, 5, 7, 9. So it would be this sequence of 12 numbers, and I had all the different notes I could use for each number. So I would look across all the notes that I had choices of for the 12 sections of the song and figure out the key of the song. And then I would actually figure out a chord progression based on the notes that I had choices to use. Or I would put the notes of the codes in the background of the song. So the different healing fields that they gave me are reconnection to spirit, basically. Good grief, this is the second CD. Good grief, overcoming fear, heart, imprinter, which is the actual heart morphogenetic field, and then matrix restore, chakra star, energetic star and memory, calm mind, harmonizing emotions, lucky, and enlightenment. That was the second CD. The first CD that was also part of the soundtrack for the movie was Chi Energy, relax and regenerate, confidence, heart, energetic detox for detoxing heavy metals, EMF protection, chill, mental clarity, creative spirit, sexual energy, unconditional love, which we're going to be playing today, and balance and heal and sleep well. So each one of those had 12 numbers with different notes I could use. So not only am I holding an intention, but I'm using these quantum healing fields. The quantum healing fields are actually embedded in the song. A third thing that's going on in a lot of the music, most of my music, are binaural beats. These are brainwave frequencies that I create with two frequencies where the difference of the frequencies actually matches a brainwave frequency. And there's very good clinical science that shows that when you have this frequency within a brainwave of delta, theta, or alpha, that it will actually entrain your brain into that brainwave state. So what I've done is I've actually made the frequencies for a brainwave state match the key of the song. This is really important because a lot of people will put brainwave frequencies into music and they don't match the key of the song, and therefore they're creating dissonance, which actually creates tension and is not good for you. So in all of my music, the actual brainwave in delta, for example, it will be in the key of the song. The brainwave in theta will be in the key of song, and the brainwave in alpha will be. Sometimes I'll use sub-delta as well. Okay, so these are a few of the things that I use in the music production, and we'll be talking about a lot of other things as well. I've got a song called Unconditional Love, and I want to tell you a little bit about it before we actually play it. Some of the things that I actually did in this song. First of all, the chord progression is a chord progression that I came up with, or that's in many songs that I started playing years ago on my guitar. And this chord progression is really powerful. Every time that I used to have anxiety attacks. And every time I played this chord progression, I would start crying. And the anxiety attack would go away. So I would just play it on my guitar, and it would actually get rid of the anxiety attack. And then when we were doing research with some Parkinson's patients, I had this one patient come in, and she was having a really bad attack. She couldn't even get up the stairs to the top floor of our institute, so I had to go down and help her get upstairs. And we normally put our Parkinson's patients on the sound table, but she was so agitated she couldn't really sit still on the sound table. So what I did is I gave her, she said to me, you know, Parkinson's is just like a really bad anxiety attack. And this little bell went off in my head. And so I played for her Unconditional Love, the song I'm about to play, in headphones, and within 5 minutes, it's just a 5-minute song, her tremors completely went away. It was really amazing. What I've done in this song is really, I'm using a few different other techniques that I want to mention as well, besides embedding the field from Nutra Energetics for Unconditional Love in the song. There's one thing that I find is the most powerful, one really powerful technique, and that is to have a baseline that either stops or, more importantly, or more effectively, actually fades out slowly. So when you have a bass part or a bass sustain note that fades out really slowly, it leaves you in a really profound state of silence or peace. So this song actually starts with some bass playing pretty powerfully with the main melody. Then it all drops out, and there's just a cello with the acoustic guitar. And that makes that section even more profound. But even more so, when the bass and the entire string section comes back in, it actually, it's really inspiring. It really gives you chills because it's so powerful after having just the cello and the acoustic guitar. So when you have major changes, that's really effective. But there's another component that I do in my music that I want you to listen to in this song, listen for in this song. And that is a very slow curve of creating more and more intensity. And then a curve that breaks down, creating less and less intensity. When you get this curve of building intensity or dynamics just the right speed, it taps in to your system emotionally. It's actually something deeper than emotions. It's like this deep emotional state. It's almost, you know, it's almost like making love, where, you know, you can't just go, okay, let's make love. You've got to really slow down and tap into this slow movement. But it's also an emotional flow. That's what it is. It's a flow that we move throughout our day. I remember I was in a philosophy of music class years ago in college. And for my final project, I told them, I want to track the flow in music. And the instructor said, well, that's really hard to do, you know. And, you know, now I actually teach how to do this in our sound healing music production classes. And it's really clear, you know, it's basically, are things going up more intense, more dynamic, or are things going down? And if you get just the right tempo or slow speed of this, it taps into our system and it takes us really powerfully up and up and up and down and down and down. I have to tell you where I discovered this. I was on drugs. Yes, I was on drugs at a Pink Floyd concert. And when they were playing Dark Side of the Moon, I tapped into it really powerfully, this really incredible flow. When you're on drugs also, this flow becomes really noticeable, especially on any psychedelics, you know. So this flow became really apparent, and I realized this is the whole deal, because you can go as high as you want when you tap into it, and or as deep and as peaceful as possible. So that's the ultimate flow, and this song really taps into it. One final thing in this song, and that is, I'm moving through the chakras. Even though the whole song is about unconditional love, I'm really moving from the base chakra up to the crown and opening the heart and soaring. So I'm taking unconditional love to the heights of the crown chakra. And you can hear this high string part right when the song peaks out that represents the actual crown chakra. And if you listen, you'll hear it. It opens my crown chakra every time I get to that peak. And it's only in the right at the peak of the song. So it's like this whole build through the whole song is moving through the chakras to the crown, and then it brings you back down at the end, ending in the root chakra. The last note of the song is back at your root chakra. So there's a lot of different levels of dynamics going on through this song. So now that we've talked about it, tune in to Unconditional Love the feeling and energy of unconditional love and enjoy. Can really feel that last note at the base of my spine, at the root chakra. Really grounding. I don't know if you notice the flow, the build, and the breakdown. It's really smooth. I think that smoothness of that flow is so critical in music. In this song, I've actually got this song on, I've got a rock version with like that actually builds and breaks down three times. That's called Unconditional Love. It gets more intense. It's 30 minutes long. And then I've got a really mellow version that's 30 minutes long as well, called Unconditional Divine Peace. And then this short version is on the first Nutra Energetics CD. So there's another thing that I commonly do in almost all of my music, and it's really makes the music really powerful, and that is that I set the music to the tempo of a slow breath. So say the breath is like this, and then out. And then in. And then out. Well, what I'll do is I'll play one chord of the song to the first in breath, and then another chord to the out breath. And what I found is when you can breathe to the music, it taps into your whole metabolism in a completely different way. I also noticed this at the Pink Floyd concert. I was able to breathe with Pink Floyd, do a really slow breath, especially on Dark Side of the Moon. And it was really interesting because, you know, I realized, I mean, Pink Floyd is just new age music with a screaming guitar and screaming singer on it. You know, it's really just, when you take that away, it's just really mellow music. And it's to the tempo of the breath. And then I started checking this out, and a lot of not very much sound healing, but especially a lot of like chant is to the breath. It's real, and kirtan, you'll find, is to the breath. A lot of Deva Premal's music is to the breath. And almost all of Sanatan Kaur's music is to the breath. It's really cool. Because, you know, it's like, imagine you're sitting next to someone that has this really deep, long breath, and they're breathing really calmly. Well, just sitting next to them, you know, is peaceful. It gives you a peaceful feeling just sitting next to them. So even if you don't start breathing with the music, it still gives you a peaceful feeling. We're just used to, I mean, it's just a metabolism thing. It's just a, you know, a physiological response to a slow breath. It just puts us into a peaceful state. So the song you just heard, you can actually totally breathe to it. In fact, I often breathe to that song. And this next song I want to play for you is completely set to the tempo of a slow breath, a really slow breath. And it's also every tempo within the song is a multiple of that breath. So there are even faster breaths that you could breathe to besides the really slow one. And this song also really has that slow flow. See if you can really tap into the slow flow of this song. The flow of this song is even slower than the one we just heard. And the slower it gets, kind of the deeper the state you can go into. So this song is called Awakening. It also has a lot of high frequencies that are in the range of the pineal gland. Most of the sustained notes on this are right at the frequency that activates the pineal gland, which a lot of people say is the seat of the soul. The pineal gland actually has crystals in it that resonate at a very high frequency that are the frequencies within this song. And that can activate and connect you to your soul. So set your intention to connect to your soul. Another thing that happened in this song that was really cool is, you know, I play MIDI saxophone, which is a saxophone that plays string or synthesizer sounds. And it's really cool because the more I blow, the louder the synthesizer sounds. So I can go, which you can't really do on a keyboard very well. And so you get the energy of my breath in the synthesizer sound, especially the high string sound. You'll notice that. But when I was recording this song, I would play that one part on the MIDI saxophone on the high strings, and I would stop playing, and I looked down at the computer, and the notes kept recording. It was like something happened, and it was like a bug, and it kept going. And I thought, oh, I'm going to have to edit this and fix all the parts where it's still playing. But I played it back, and it was perfect. It's not only perfect, it makes the whole song. Spirit took over and said, you need this note, and recorded it itself. And it's just perfect. It's a high note that totally activates the pineal gland. So tune into your breath. Tune in to your soul through the pineal gland and see how the song Awakening works for you. Awakening. notice the slow fade on the end is just like a crystal bowl fading out, leaving you in this state of pure stillness. The next song I want to play for you also uses all of these techniques, breath, slow flow. It's also got some nutrient energetics codes embedded in it. This song is called The Water of Life, and it's really about bringing universal love right into the heart. And what's interesting about this song is that it's about taking you out to the highest frequency you can go. Twice this song peaks out at the top note, at a super high note, and then the last note of the whole song is a really high note, and it leaves you in a really high state. And if you can hold that note, it's really, after the song, you can really stay in that high state for a really long time. Also, this is about power in love. It's really about it's kind of an epic sound of bringing you into this whole state of power and destiny. So check this out. And again, tune into your breath, and if it works, breathe with it. And also tune into the essence of bringing universal love into your heart, the water of life. you can, keep holding that last note in your head. This peace and stillness of that note. And let it carry you through into the evening, through the weekend, possibly through the week, through the whole months ahead, year ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Thanks so much. Take care.